McFadden and some of the others, do you feel like you can hold yourself up to those guys? I mean,
what are they pushing me down? I mean, everybody puts on the equipment the same way.
Right.
If I recall, I led the nation in rushing. I led the nation in scoring. And that's the way I approach the combine. I don't come here feeling like a small fish in a big pond, you know, and I don't think any of the guys look at me like that. Tomorrow's the big test, so it's my plan to shock the world.
What are you going to do? Are you going to do everything they ask you to do?
Everything. I'm going to do everything, and I hope every eye in America has their eyes on me.
What do you think you got to show people? The naysayers, as they say.
I'm going to show them the explosiveness that they don't get to see due to the offense that we run. You know, they see me run past people, but they're still not sure because I don't look explosive from the handoff to the pylon. But it's our offense, so I get a chance to show them my individual talents. This is the only time I can be an individual in a team sport. So I get to display that and hopefully show them my hands. They don't get to see that very often. And some feet work. I think they all saw that, but give them another glimpse
of
that.
The things that they haven't seen, maybe while you were ranked, see these rankings where you're 8th, 9th among these running backs and stuff, is because of what people haven't seen? Or
no,
well,
why
do you suppose you're down there?
I think it's the job. It's the job to put people in the category that they feel they belong in. And I'm not mad. Tell you the truth, I don't even read about that stuff.
Right.
You know, most of the people come back and tell me, oh, you're 10th, you're 11th, you're 50th. But to me, I play football. Like I said, I approach everything like a winner. I'm a competitor, and that's what I continue
to do. But there's
2,500
reasons for you to be ranked higher than that, aren't there?
There are, but, you know, I take it in and go with it. You know, I don't even have it as a chip on my shoulder.
What do you think it is?
What
is it because of where you played?
Maybe a Colorado jersey or a Colorado State, you know. I don't think they're BCS teams, but it's not UCF, you know. So maybe just they just don't like Orlando or something.
How'd you end up there? One of the schools.
They were the only team to offer me. A scholarship at running back.
Were you a late bloomer or something?
No, I actually played running back my 11th grade year, and you know, I was on the radar. I had Florida State, UM coming out there during the spring of that time, and I got moved to safety my following year with the loss of our coach and the hiring of a new coach, and I guess I just fell off everybody's radar. Plus, I was down there in Miami where you had a talent, and you had the number 2 back in high school in Bobby Washington. He was right behind Adrian Peterson. You had the number 5 back. You had Charlie Jones. You had Dontrell Schaefer, who won the title in Miami. So I was down there like I am now, surrounded by a whole bunch of people, and I just fell to the bottom.
Was anybody recruiting you as a safety for college?
Yeah, there. I had about 9 offers at college. Akron, Rutgers was interested. Took a visit to Florida State. But I was never playing safety, and I told them that from the jump, and they washed their hands with me, so I just waited for that running back offer.
Did you fight the move to safety? Tell the coach you want to stay running?
No. I was all for it. I'm an athlete. Anytime you got a chance to play defense, you know, in high school, it's fun. You know, it's fun playing safety. The only thing I did was watch as much Brian Dawkins as I can. And I just went to work. I did pretty good my first year, 4 interceptions, 60-yard fumble for a touchdown. If I'd have been a safety, I'd have been pretty good. Yeah, my last year, I didn't have a love for it.
Have you had a chance to talk to Brandon Marshall?
I talked to Brandon Marshall and Mike Walker about 2 times a week, 2 times every 2 weeks.
What has Brandon told you about preparing for his day?
Just to stay humble, stay hungry, and stay focused. You know, Brandon Marshall is another one of them. You know, came from my school. Now he's one of the best, youngest receivers in the league. And him being in the NFL and doing what he does inspires me and the rest of the people at UCF.
What school is that? So you went high school?
High school? Miami Southridge.